Emma Tavola is an independent artist curator based in South Auckland. Emma has worked in galleries and museums throughout New Zealand and is committed to curating as a mechanism for social inclusion, centralizing Pacific ways of seeing, and exhibition making as a mode of decolonization. As a result of the global pandemic, Emma Tavola's independent gallery and creative agency, Wunilangi Vo, has shifted from a public-facing retail space in Otahuhu to an online presence until private gallery space in Papatoetoe becomes available. We have Emma Tavola on the line. Talofa lava bulavinaka, Emma.
Mbulavanaka, thank you for having me. An appropriate welcome song, Isale.
yes. We're normally supposed to have a Tongan song after the Tongan news, but, you know, the Tongans love the Fijian Isale as we all do around the Pacific. Now, Wunilangi Vo, what does that name of your gallery mean?
Wunilangi Vo in Fijian is sort of loosely translated as New Horizon. It was a name that I devised with my father, my sister. It came out of a project we did in our village back in 2016, and just thinking about the Wunilangi, the horizon line, as this space of potential. So I opened up Wunilangi Vo as a public art gallery and creative agency in Otahuhu May of last year, so a year ago, and we've run successfully for pretty much up until now, but our space obviously had to close when the lockdown happened in March. So we've just been going through a bit of shape-shifting, rethinking what we're doing and how we're going to do things moving forward as a producer of exhibitions and events. And fortunately, we've had this opportunity to rethink what gallery culture and creative events might look like, and think about reframing that. And we're moving into a residential space, which is a garage on our family-owned property here in Papatoetoe, South Auckland, and we will open on Fiji Day, which is October the 10th. So a bit of work to do until then, but the vision for the space is quite beautiful, so I'm really looking forward to it. Mm.
And how appropriate is that? Because back in the islands, we do not have galleries as such. And way back in the day, before the Europeans came along, our art, we lived amongst it. So going back to a family home, to me, seems to be appropriate. And it seems to be part of the philosophy that you've been carrying all along in terms of decolonization and reclaiming our spaces. And this is literally taking our art back home, don't you think?
I think so. It feels really right. It was a fantastic experience to be within a commercial retail environment, but a lot of our customers and audiences would say when they came into the Otahuhu premises that it felt like home. And I think that's what we always trying to do. Well, what I've always tried to do with my exhibitions is to create an environment where our Pacific audiences feel safe and presence, and that we that's where the talanoa comes from, that's where the connection comes from. So I think that's just going to be emphasized, being in a home environment. I love that idea that we sort of in a way stripping away the capitalism of it and just taking it back to the ritual of why we make art, why we celebrate our artists. That feels like a healthy move. It'll definitely change the dynamics. You know, it's not going to be as publicly accessible as the shop was in Otahuhu. We will run on what we'd say like an appointment-only basis. So people have to really come with intention to share space with artwork. And I'm really happy to sort of foster that dynamic, because I think it makes the whole engagement with art in a way a little bit more sacred, that it's not just a commercial thing. It's not just a retail thing. It's actually something really special. I think, yeah, that's a good thing for artists, and it's a good thing for the experience of art. Mm.
And as you talk, I am thinking it reminds me of what our tattooists have been doing for a while now in New Zealand, while, you know, the mainstream tattooists set up shop in commercial areas. Our tattooists, the traditional ones, have just been doing them in the garage. And as you say, people who go to those galleries go knowing what they're going to get. So it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. It is an appointment with art, and it is coming, as you say, intentionally knowing that you're going to be engaged. Sometimes you can walk past a gallery, you're waiting for someone to pick you up, so you think, well, I'm just going to wander through the gallery for the next 10 minutes. Whereas going to someone's home, you know that you are going there to look at art and engage.
Yes. Yeah, I love the context of the garage. You know, it is the place where, for example, this garage for 20 years that I've lived here has been an artist studio. It's been a place where we've done rich talanoa and planning and thinking about creative projects, but also tattoos have been made in here. That we've done photo shoots, all sorts of garages are really interesting space within the home, and I think, yeah, that's lovely energy to build on. I like it a lot. Yeah.
And it also allows you to engage with your art in a different way, that you are no longer leaving home to be the curator, to be the artist. You are going to be 24/7 the artist and the curator. That is going to be quite, well, it is going to be quite an interesting creative process, don't you think?
It will. It definitely will. I think that the work-life balance, particularly with a startup venture, which Wunilangi Vol was last year, can go out of skew very quickly. And I was encountering a lot of burnout. You know, you're doing everything as a new business. And I'm really looking forward to working in a different way, being in a home environment where, you know, it has to be balanced, because this is also where I live, where I raised my daughter, and so balance is not a question. And I'm looking forward to that, because I think it's going to be a healthier future for my work. But also the thing about the garage is that we're surrounded by a garden. This house has been here since the 1960s, and we have a lot of mature trees. And I think that's the difference with our setting in Otahuhu, was in an arcade. I couldn't even see the sky, you know. So I miss that natural environment. For me, that natural environment inspires the balance, you know. So this gallery is going to open up into a sort of tree-lined grove area, and we're going to be, yeah, part and parcel with the natural environment, which I think can only be a good thing.
Oh, how wonderful is that, and how wonderful that is going to be your next Wunilangi Vol. Vinaka Emma, for joining us today. We look forward to having a chat with you. I'm sure there are many artists out there who are going to be waiting with bated breath to see how you go. Good luck with opening in October, and we will check in with you again, Emma.
Lovely.
Vinaka Makalevu. That is Emma talking to us about Wunilangi Vol right there in Otahuhu, but moving to Papatoetoe, literally taking her art back.